This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A ruling by the Supreme Court yesterday is expected to spark hundreds of challenges to the U.S. government from prisoners, some of whom have been held for more than 2 years. The Supreme Court ruled that prisoners held at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, can use American courts to appeal their detention. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The Supreme Court decision in the Guantanamo case allows about 600 detainees their first opportunity to have their day in court. But the justices did not make clear where that court is or how the process was going to unfold. Tom Wilner, who represents 12 Kuwaitis being held at Guantanamo, says the first thing lawyers need to do is go back to where the original petitions were filed.
I expect within the next week that we will march into the District Court of the District of Columbia and ask for hearings for these people. The government needs to come forward with whatever evidence they have to say why they're holding them.
But what happens after that is an open question. In fact, many open questions. First, in what form will the detainees be heard? Military court? Civilian court? Mark Carello, a spokesman for the Justice Department, says these are issues that all departments of the administration are thrashing out now.
If you look at Justice O'Connor's opinion, you know, she kind of said that in some cases perhaps a military system might suffice. But we're not sure about that, and we have to sort of, you know, continue to review these decisions and figure it all out.
Carello says he can't even offer a ballpark figure as to how long it will take to get answers. One of the issues is where any court hearings could take place. One option is that the detainees would travel to the mainland United States. Pentagon officials say the chances of that happening aren't good. Another option is to have defense lawyers travel to Guantanamo, where heavy security has been an obstacle. Barbara Olshansky is the deputy legal director at the Center for Constitutional Rights, which represents about 80 of the Guantanamo detainees. She says the Pentagon would have to decide the best way for lawyers to meet their clients.
What are the circumstances under which we can get down there? Does every individual person have to have clearance? Can one person go and meet with a lot of people if they're going to hold to that? All of these things, I think, are still up in the air.
So, too, are standards for the legal proceedings, such as whether hearsay evidence can be used by the government. Olshansky says even though these basic legal fundamentals haven't been decided, many defense lawyers are now interested in taking on the almost 600 Guantanamo cases.
Recently, people have been just, you know, jumping on board. And even since yesterday, we've had a number of law firms and individuals call us and volunteer their services.
Olshansky says lawyers at the Center for Constitutional Rights and other groups may try to consolidate many of the cases into a class action suit to speed up the legal process. But Eugene Fidel, a lawyer and president of the National Institute of Military Justice, says the Pentagon has already taken a serious step towards releasing detainees. Fidel says an administrative review board will soon be set up.
They've put the pieces in place for a system of reviewing who's in detention and letting go those who are no longer a threat. So I think the actual population of people at Guantanamo is going to decline quite substantially in the next several months.
But lawyer Tom Wilner says he doesn't think the review boards are the answer, and Wilner doesn't feel quite so optimistic about how quickly the fate of the detainees will be resolved.
I anticipate not an easy road. You know, in 1954, the Supreme Court ordered desegregation of the schools with all deliberate speed, and it took probably 10 years to get effective integration of schools.
In the midst of all the uncertainty surrounding the Supreme Court's decision, the Pentagon continued with its own partial solution to the question of the detainees. It announced that it had named the members of a 5-officer military tribunal to try 3 terrorism suspects being held at Guantanamo. The Pentagon gave no trial date. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.